The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Celebrating 100 episodes of the Safety Pro Podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about what the podcast has meant to me, what it has meant to the fine safety professionals I've met over the years through this podcast, and what it means going forward.
Welcome to the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, helping you manage safety one episode at a time. With the constant regulatory and workplace culture challenges businesses face, we'll provide you with all the relevant information necessary to achieve a safer, more productive workplace. No management theories, platitudes, or guru speak, just actionable info you can use right away. Now here's your host, the Safety Pro himself, Blaine Hoffman.
All right, welcome to the 100th episode of the Safety Pro Podcast. It's a big milestone for me. You know, I took a year off very, very early. I think it was actually the second year. So I started the podcast, had a couple of episodes, and then took some time off. I had two different podcasts going at the time. That's the reason why. And I felt myself getting drawn back to safety because, you know, this is what I do. And so I just poured everything I had into the Safety Pro Podcast from that point on, and it has just grown exponentially ever since. And I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish on the Safety Pro Podcast, reaching lots of people. So safety professionals I've met along the way, I've become friends with a lot of them. I still talk to them weekly, if not daily, in some cases. So you know, the Safety Pro Podcast to me is more than just the podcast. It is a way for me to flesh out ideas, thoughts, concepts, get feedback. I still get tons of feedback from the podcast through email, direct message on LinkedIn, even LinkedIn comments on various posts for episodes. So it's really just, it's a very creative way to take a topic that's timely, that is relevant, and kind of pick it apart. I throw my little spin on things. I say, hey, this is what it means to me. This is what I'm thinking. And what do you think? And we go back and forth. I have changed my views on several things. I have had several professionals tell me they've changed their views after listening. So I see the podcast less about me talking into a microphone and then you, the listener, consuming it. I see it more as a creative way to interact when we don't have to actually be present at the same time. It's a way for people to listen to an episode that I released a year and a half ago and still being able to reach out and engage with me about that topic and see where I am today on that subject. So I don't know, the podcasting is, you know, a passion of mine. I was all in 2014, and you know, after all these years, I hope I have many more to go. You know, I just continue to steam forward with this. And so that's what it means going forward to me, is just doing more of what works. Every once in a while, I want to talk to colleagues. You know, I don't necessarily want to talk to, you know, gurus or folks that are peddling anything. I want to talk to people that I connect with, that I know, and that I trust. And I've done that at the beginning of this year. I think I launched this year with some interviews with people. And, you know, I still get folks that reach out. Hey, I've noticed you started doing interviews. I have a really good book that I think your, you know, listeners would love to buy from me and read. And I just, that's not my thing. I don't want to do that. So I do want to talk to folks like you, the listeners. I want to connect with other safety pros. I want to have conversations more going forward with other safety pros about relevant topics. So current events, what is this, April? It's beginning of April 2020. So for future listeners down the road, you know, we're right in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic, and it's a little weird, but I wanted to take a break from that. I'll have some more updates this week on what's going on. but I wanted to take a break and celebrate 100 episodes and just reflect back on where I started. It was very humble. I started all alone by myself, and it was literally, it felt like I was just talking into the microphone and nobody was listening. Once you learn how to leverage social media, set up an email, have a little call to action, have an intro and an outro with some music, and you start kind of learning the professional side of podcasting, things just really started to click. But one thing I do know is that a couple of things. One, you've got to know your audience. You've got to know who you're talking to, right? And for me, I'm talking to fellow safety professionals, period. This is who I'm talking. I'm talking to people like me that just want to talk about these topics, that want to explore another angle to a topic that has been around forever. But, you know, that's sort of what drove me. And two, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It takes years to build an audience. And the only way you build an audience is to create relevant content for a very specific audience. Okay. And that's what you have to do. You have to start with that. Who are you talking to? And is what you're talking about to that person relevant to them? And, you know, that's been it. That's been the formula. It's a successful formula. You talk to podcasters anywhere in any genre, and they'll tell you the same thing. It's, you know, how do I build an audience? Well, you've got to identify who you're talking to and have relevant messaging for them. So that's what I want to continue to do going forward. Celebrating 100 episodes for me is incredible. I do this, as you all know, sort of, you know, on my side hustle, right? On in my spare time, but it is very much tied to me as a safety professional. I talk about things that I'm dealing with. You know, I leave out some context. It's not about who I work for or contractors I come across and have experiences with. It's about topics that I have to tackle that I think to myself, you know what, this was a challenge for me, or wow, you know, I hadn't thought about this in a long time, but it's still pretty relevant, and I'm surprised how often it comes up. This would be a great topic to talk about on the podcast. So for me, the podcast is not a separate thing that I do on the side, using air quotes here. It is very much a part of my professional development process, right? It's really hard to explain. So it is my creative outlet. It is a way for me to stay in touch with my community, with the safety profession. It's real easy to hedgehog and poke your head up, and next thing you know, 3-4 years have gone by and you have no idea what's going on out in the industry. You just know these four walls, right? So I've been very conscious about that. Ever since I left consulting full time, my biggest fear was becoming institutionalized. So the podcast was the first thing I jumped on before I actually exited consulting. So I had some overlap. And once I got hit a stride with the podcast, then I went back into the corporate world, and this keeps me grounded. It keeps one foot in, you know, the business, the company, keeps me sharp, and I learn business processes, company policies, procedures, culture, but then I've got another foot sort of in the outside world so that the business and the company that I'm working with doesn't become irrelevant, you know, from a safety perspective, in so much as the way I'm managing things. So the podcast, that's what it means to me. It's very important to me as a professional. It's important to my professional growth and continued professional growth. That I want to hear from you. What do podcasts mean to you? Not just this podcast, but if you listen to podcasts regularly, there's a reason why. And many safety pros I know listen to, there's a handful of safety podcasts that are really good that are out there. And you know, I'm blessed to be a part of that group that you listen to. But most safety pros I talk to through this podcast, they listen to other podcasts about, you know, emotional intelligence or just leadership or some stuff just for fun, sports podcasts, things like that. So, you know, what do you like to get out of a podcast? When you're done listening to an episode, what do you wish you could experience as a result? Let me know what you think. Hit me up on LinkedIn and let me know. I'd love to continue to improve this podcast for you. That's who it's for. It's for safety pros. So I want to continue to do that. Let me know what you think. I'll see you on the next Safety Pro Podcast episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, the all-in-one digital safety solution. For info on how you can request a free demo on all the capabilities of iReport Source to streamline your business's safety management system, head over to thesafetypropodcast.com. We look forward to helping you manage safety on the next episode of the Safety Pro Podcast.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.